Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha with the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is a very special person. Jen Edden is a longtime holistic health coach and expert at helping you overcome sugar addiction. You can find out more about Jen Edden and her wonderful work at her website, jecoaching.com. Welcome, Jen Edden.
Thank you, Catherine. I am so excited to be here.
Yay. Now, for our audience, we're going to be talking about a subject you may have literally struggled with for decades. And this is, we're going to be talking about how to overcome sugar addiction. And, you know, men, this is something that I feel especially a lot of women struggle with, you know, and you know, there's all kind of soft addictions, buying shoes, shopping on the internet, reading the news, and then there's sugar addiction, which is so hard to overcome. So first of all, Jen Edden, what is sugar addiction?
Oh gosh, sugar addiction. So women ask me, is sugar really an addiction? Like, how would I know? And I always say, well, if it gives you an emotional charge when you think about taking it out, or if you try to take it out on your own and you tell yourself, no, I'm not going to do it. And then you do it anyway, and you know that you experience all sorts of symptoms and pain and you can't stop, that's addiction for anything we think about. But in this case, it's an emotional charge. Women report getting sad, they feel down. Oh my gosh, don't take that away. And I said, well, what if we took broccoli or asparagus or carrots? Would you have a charge? No, I would just take them out for the week. Yeah. So
that's yeah, I can give up that broccoli and asparagus, no problem. Right. Now, are there any health conditions for which giving up sugar is really important?
Yes. All of them. I love this. I appreciate it. And I don't mean to make light of it.
Yeah.
But I make light of it because what I find is many women who find my work, and maybe Catherine's as well, they don't always have an education on it. It's okay. It's been masked for decades that sugar causes inflammation in the body. And the root cause of all disease, I say dis-ease in the body, is inflammation. And so if you do the arrows, like we grew, right? Sugar causes inflammation. Inflammation is the root cause of all disease. Therefore, right, that hypothesis, sugar causes disease. And so it works for everything. I mean, my son, God bless, he's 14, and he had an acne breakout. And they say hormones, right? Hormones, hormones.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you now. We took out dairy for that boy, 100%. He wouldn't listen. He wanted his little coffee, 100%. And he's like, Mom, I'm going to watch my sugar. My son is not addicted. Okay. True story. And we gave him just some new antiseptic and things, and we changed his pillowcase. The boy's face is clearing. It was breaking out for months and it's clearing, and it's between the sugar. And we don't have to get into the dairy right now, but it's an infection when the face breaks out this way. And so to bring the infection down, he let his immune system do its job. And so I won't go any further on that, but sugar was a major component. And he said it to me, Mom, I'm going to take out the sugar. I know that affects my body's ability to fight infection.
So, yes. You know, just yesterday I was doing a medical intuitive reading with someone, and he already knew that he had trouble with his blood sugar. But what he didn't know was that his sugar addiction was feeding candida, which is a chronic yeast condition, which and candida can affect literally every organ in your brain, in your whole body, including your brain. And then I can also tell another story. I remember years ago, actually, one of my best friends had a head-to-toe rash, not just on her face, but literally head-to-toe. She went to the dermatologist. The dermatologist gave her antibiotics, didn't make any difference. She came to me and I'm like, it's sugar. And she got all the sugar out of her diet. And she said the only reason she stopped is this because of the head-to-toe rash. And so by getting the sugar out of her diet, the rash completely went away. And then PS, she lost 20 pounds. And then PS, all the aches and pains in her body went away. And she said, I would never have believed it if I hadn't done it myself. And so many of us, we hear about sugar and it's like, well, maybe it's not so bad, but I'm not stopping chocolate or I'm not stopping fill in the blank.
And I got no judgment on that. I say, good for you. Let's get you a better version.
Yes.
Let's not eat it 100% of the time. I mean, we'll get into it if it makes sense, but we teach with the sugar freedom method that I developed. It's about living in the gray area, and it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
But you're not on a diet, and you're also not in binge mode 24/7, right? We go from diet to binge, diet to binge. That is the worst thing for the body. It can't handle clean and then loaded. It just really messes with it. So we teach gray area. So good for you. How about we get you a better version, is what I always say. A better version, right? Less damage. I say
So you developed the sugar freedom method, Jen
Yes.
Eaton. What is the sugar freedom method?
What a great question. So the tagline, best way to say it, is where women come see us to live happy, lean, and free. Happy because when you no longer have this substance taking over your mind, which we'll get to anytime you want, but it really does affect, right, our minds. Lean, like you just said with your beautiful client, the body will actually lean out to its own natural state, not mine or Catherine, like your own natural state, which is so good for the joints as we age, to not have, right, excess pounds sitting on our joints. And then free. It's my favorite part of the whole thing. When we are free to make choices and don't feel like something has control over us, I mean, I think that's what life is really about. It's really all about being free. So
Now,
that is the method. Yeah.
in your professional opinion, Jen Eden, how much does sugar drive food addictions?
100%. Is that a number? As
Yeah.
well as chemicals in food manufacturers, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a realist, and they spend billions of dollars figuring out what chemicals can slip under the radar as healthy, natural, no sugar added, and these little buggers, that's a professional term, then actually cause cravings. But because we're marketed to where this is a healthy 100 calorie bar or protein shake or God help us cereal, right? It's a paleo cereal, it's a paleo sausage. Oh, okay. What are the ingredients? And so I just talked about that on my Facebook page, my business page. Don't be fooled by this label. And I'm not about calling people out on their stuff that they're selling up to them, but my people don't get to be duped. And so I spared the woman's name who was selling this protein shake in her late 50s, looking almost anorexic. I'm not interested. It really isn't healthy for us as women. And the shake is loaded. I'd be in so much trouble eating that thing. And so, we link this together and then we blame ourselves. And so the sugar freedom method also has you free from shame and guilt that it is your fault that you don't feel great, that you haven't slept in a decade, that your belly fat is growing, that you have eczema or acne or, God help us, psoriasis. I see it all. Migraines. Menopause is a thing, but really, you can get through menopause if you're not super inflamed. you don't need to have these hot flashes. I've seen that reversed with the method. And so I'm a fan of don't believe what you see out there. The method is experiential, very much like your clients. They experience the difference and they go, oh, and then they make a shift.
So Jen Eden, I explained to my clients that your hormones are the biggest drivers of your behavior. And if you don't believe me, think about the last time you were really, really hungry and you're trying not to eat because you're so hungry. So, or, you know, or you have a sexual attraction to someone and you try not to, you know, feel that way. Hormones are the biggest drivers of our behavior, and insulin is the hormone that we have the most control over because we choose every day how we eat. So how does sugar affect our insulin?
God bless you for sharing that. I love that you just said that we can control our insulin. I teach it because I'm a biochemist. That is what I went to school for. If you didn't know, I went to medical school, didn't like it. It was too drug focused. So I came back around. So I am proud to say that the easiest way for me to answer this is I always like think of almost a cartoon character, right? You're hungry, so you want to eat something and you see the little person, yay, smiling, but they don't eat something that I'll call a complex carbohydrate or protein or fat that digests in the body slowly, where insulin can pump out, yes, of the pancreas and say, all right, I am going to help you with what you just ate. But instead, we're marketed to, and if we haven't eaten in a while, like you said, with the hormones, hungry, 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 got to grab something quick that's going to spike our blood sugar. And insulin goes, oh my gosh, we've got a crisis here, folks. And it pumps out insulin, 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 insulin. And the problem with that is insulin tells the body to store whatever you ate as fat. So eating fat doesn't make you fat. Eating things that spike your insulin levels is what will cause your body to store what you're eating for another day. And I talk about it as a bear as well, right? Bears hibernate. So they eat a lot. They put it on so that, right, they can sleep all winter and use it. And then they go back to doing what they do. The problem is we're not bears. We don't hibernate, and we can't keep doing this, right? This eating, spiking sugar. And I always say, you know, type 2 diabetes, like poor pancreas. Our pancreas gets tired. And when I used to do workshops in person, I go, oh, and I'd show the pancreas like sad, crying, because people understand it that way versus I just have type 2 diabetes. No, your pancreas is tired. It's been abused and overworked. So now when you eat the sugary stuff, it goes, you know, I'm not going to do it today. Na, 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 na. And people love that because they laugh. I'm not going to pump the insulin out. So, insulin, right? Diabetic shock. So what do you got to do? Well, then you got to take an insulin shot. When the truth is, if you just give your pancreas a break, he or she, it will come back. So anyway, that's how I teach it.
Oh, that's a great explanation.
Love it.
Here's how I like to explain insulin resistance. So let's say I bring some donuts to my neighbor next door. And the first time I go, they think, oh, Catherine, donuts, how thoughtful. And they take them into the house. But let's say I bring them donuts morning, noon, and night, day in and day out. After a while, they're like, we can't deal with these donuts. That's insulin resistance. So when you overfeed your body sugar, after a while, your body, your cells literally can't accept the sugar. That's insulin resistance.
Oh, that's beautifully said.
So,
and it's not just donuts, yes? It's bread. It's right. For people listening, it comes in many forms. It's confusing, you know?
Right. So Jen Eden, let's talk about some practical steps. So what are some practical steps that people can take to overcome sugar addiction?
I love that. The first thing that comes to mind, and I know we're a very busy society, right? We're a busy culture. So we're rushing. Go, 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 go. I need you to not skip a meal. So the way Catherine was saying, oh, you know, too many donuts. I got it. So too many donuts aren't good, but not enough actual food being eaten. When we're hungry, keeps our hormones happy. And if not, we've got problems with our hormones. And then I won't get into it, but ghrelin and leptin, things just flip off. And those are hormones that are your best friends. They tell you you're full. They tell you you're satiated. And so when we have this hormone imbalance going on, let's just say eating three meals a day, I don't even care what it is yet. Just get used to eating and not skipping lunch, because that is the meal people skip. Or I'm doing a keto thing, which I do not judge. And it's up. I don't eat breakfast. I don't judge it. But I'm going to tell you now, you're in trouble at 3, 4, 5 o'clock. And so please don't skip meals. I don't care if it's an apple with peanut butter. I won't get into the details, right? Just carrots and hummus. Just eat something. Yeah. That's food. That's number one.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, there's some people for whom intermittent fasting can work, but for people who have sugar addiction problems, it's a terrible, terrible design idea. I think you set yourself up for failure. And excuse me, my dog is barking. I may not be able to stop this. Dixie, come here.
I love it.
Okay. So, all right. So what's your next step? Don't skip meals. Totally agree with that. Feed your body real food. Totally agree with that. What else? Right.
So then let's talk about protein.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying bodybuilders. I think we can overdo it, but I find women underdo it. We skip it. We'll just have a yogurt in the morning or a bowl of cereal or, hey, banana is something better than some cereal. But protein, I need protein to be eaten. I always say eggs. I am a fan of any diet can work for anyone. So if you are not a vegetarian, it's protein. My daughter loves these almond. She's a vegetarian. She eats these almond waffles. We put butter on there, put extra eggs in her waffle for protein. And then she'll have some peanut butter on a rice cake. True story. Protein at every meal will stabilize your blood sugar.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And Jen, and keep talking. I'm gonna grab my.
All right, let's do it. So then, number one, don't skip a meal. Number two, protein at every meal. I'm gonna say number three because we don't really ever think about it this way. We're like, I drink some water, but I can't say enough about water. And I don't say it lightly. Water, I will drink water when I first wake up and throughout the day. And I'm not a counter. We don't count in the sugar freedom method, but we start with water because dehydration will cause everything, as Catherine knows, in your body to not function.
Right.
Including sleep, bowels, your skin will, cravings. So I hydrate.
Yeah.
Is doing the opposite. So I need you to make up for the caffeine you drink. I need you to drink water. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now here's another little interesting thing, because we're talking about how to overcome sugar addiction. There is an acupuncture point on the tip of your tongue. Right? It's the tip of your tongue. That acupuncture point corresponds to your amygdala, which are the fight, flight, or freeze centers of your brain. So when you have an amygdala hijacking, the amygdala take over, you're in fight, flight, or freeze. And many of us turn to food to calm ourselves when we are upset. So when you simply drink water, you're stimulating the tip of your tongue, you're calming your amygdala, okay? And you're getting out of fight or flight without, you know, eating a gallon of ice cream.
That is amazing. I actually just learned something new there. I never put those two together. I do want to add, as we're talking about this, you know, module three of the Sugar Freedom Method is learning to tune in, understand your emotions, understand energy vampires, understand this draining thing that happens when we start to feel low and then we don't realize it. And subconsciously, we're like, we need a high now. So we go for a hit of wine or chocolate or sugar. When if we just stop and get a hit, as we call it, a dopamine hit another way, you actually can not white knuckle. I'm not going to have that Frappuccino today. You don't have to white knuckle it. You actually can pause. I always say drink some water, but you can pause and breathe and just actually calm your nervous system down. Just calm it down. You go, oh my gosh, I don't have cravings. So it's something we practice right? So that there isn't a fight or flight response, a trigger, and then Pavlov's dog ring the bell and the dog drools, right? So we've got a fight or flight, someone's yelling, a client, a kid, oh my gosh, your boss, oh, you're the boss, the CEO, and you're struggling. And then it's like, where are those, you know, those chocolate covered almonds? I hear it all the time. It's like, no, there's a pause between the trigger and then you eating it. And it takes time, but it doesn't work if you're not hydrating, if you're not doing the meals, if we're not teaching you how to get chemicals out. And so the method is 5 steps and it just works over 6 months because we retrain you. But great. I love what you said. I love what you said about the amygdala. It's brilliant.
Great information, Jen. And let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. And we'll be right back with more great information from Jen Edden and learning about how to overcome sugar addiction.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So, Jen Edden, here's some practical tips from my 29 years of experience in natural healing. There is a little cocktail that you can put together in the morning. And by cocktail, I'm not talking about anything alcoholic. And this actually works better than prescription appetite suppressants. And I learned about this from an Olympic strength coach, Charles Poliquin, who's now deceased. But basically, if you realize I'm really struggling with this whole sugar thing, what you do is every morning, first thing when you wake up, you get a glass of 8 ounces of water. You put in there a tablespoon of liquid chlorophyll, which cleans your blood, a tablespoon of fenugreek seeds, and fenugreek seeds help your insulin work better, and a tablespoon of ground flaxseed. And if you mix together a tablespoon of liquid chlorophyll, a tablespoon of fenugreek seeds, and a tablespoon of flaxseed in 8 ounces of water, and you drink it first thing, what you'll notice throughout the day is that you're going to be less driven by sugar cravings. So I find that incredibly helpful for people. The other thing that I find people to do is when you realize, wow, you know, I really am struggling with this whole sugar binging thing. I have what I recommend as an anti-binge strategy. Okay. It's because we're human. You know, you may have a bad day. You may be listening to Catherine Kerrigan and Jen Edden, and you're like, but you don't understand how hard my life is. You don't understand, you know, how hard it is for me to give up sugar. So what you do when you feel a binge coming on, you, first of all, you drink a hot liquid without caffeine. So this could be like an herb tea, for example, right? You drink some herb tea and, a non-caffeinated beverage and a little bit of protein. So what is protein? Something meat, something grounding. You eat a little bit of protein and a little bit of hot non-caffeinated liquid, and then you make yourself wait 10 minutes. So why do you make yourself wait 10 minutes? you wait for your body to get the signal that you've actually eaten something. And my first 10 years in natural healing was learning all about healing the brain. And there you have a neurotransmitter, the initials of which are CCK. And I'm going to totally garbage this, but it's something like cholecystine kinase, CCK. And when your brain doesn't have enough CCK, you literally do not get the signal that you've eaten. And this is for those, and again, we're going to have a lot of compassion as we talk about this. These are the people, they can just eat and eat and eat and not really feel full. So going back to the anti-binge strategy, you eat some protein, you eat a hot liquid, you make yourself wait 10 minutes, you set a timer on your phone or what have you. And then whatever you're going to eat, you know, your donuts, your cake, your cookies, all that stuff, you put it on a plate and you make yourself sit down and eat like a civilized person. And by doing that, you may find yourself limiting the amount you eat and you may find yourself feeling back in control. So those are two really good practical strategies to help get your blood sugar under control and not have so much cravings, and also anti-binge method. So Jenny, any of your strategies that might help people?
Yes, and I was smiling because drinking warm peppermint tea right now, organic, from my favorite brand. I'm like, this woman just knows what she's talking about. Not that I have cravings, but I tend to, during the day, drink a warm liquid. I also find that I teach my clients this, and I love everything you said. And I find sometimes the addictive brain, until we learn that we actually have control over her, that's how we talk. Yeah. Right, we have control over her. See her as something outside of us. Okay, we don't ever want to merge with those feelings. So I teach, well, you actually have more control than you think you have. No one's just ever taught you that. And so I always say, look, just take some lemon, put it in some water, and drink it. A lot of times we have the taste of sugar on our tongue. Mm-hmm. And so I also, with every woman who joins us, we give a care package, because I don't know why, as we age, we don't get care packages, but we give out tongue scrapers and they're life changing. Now, when I say I have birthed three children, flown on airplanes, and this tongue scraper is always with me. I give birth. I'm like, okay, morning time, tongue scraper. My husband's like, you brought that to the hospital? Yeah. And so clearing the sugar memory of it off your tongue will change your life. I don't say that lightly. Also, the health of your body, the entry point is your mouth. So please clean your tongue, and then you'll start to get intimate with your tongue and go, wow, I have extra mucus on my tongue today. Wow, there's not a lot there. And you'll start to notice on days when you're not feeling great, that digestive, yeah, you'll see that stuff will be on your tongue that is not there on days when you have eaten better for yourself. And so it's just a really fun, simple. I also like simple. So what I didn't say before is women who come see us, typically 40s to 60-ish, 60s, female, busy, entrepreneurs, business owners, career women. Why? Because you're so busy that most things don't work because they take too much time. So I'm all about quick and not instant, because like Catherine said, we have to heal the brain. But quick stuff. So you can tongue scrape in the morning. You can just squeeze lemon in some water and drink that. Like quick things. And the brain does take time to heal. And I appreciate that. So those are my, I mean, without going into, we can go on for hours about this, but those two are very, very, very important. And, you know, we're going to giggle about it because it's like so obvious, but there's a reason why the method is simple, fun, and easy. Simple, fun, and easy. And it's true. I coined that. I own it. I've pitched Oprah on that. I coined that. And I say that because, look, the things we can control, like Catherine said, we can control our insulin, right? We can. We can't always can control our in-laws, our spouse, our partners, if we're lonely because we're now divorced, or our children have some sort of addiction. I get it. Okay. We can't always control how busy we are, Zoom call to Zoom call. I respect that. But you know what we can control? We can control, excuse my language, the garbage. I was going to curse, but I won't. The garbage that we bring in our house. Okay. So don't bring it in. And if you can see my beautiful face right now, don't bring it in. I've got this thing. If I'm going to eat it, I'm going to enjoy it, but it ain't going to be sitting around because cake and pie, my friends, and your favorite ice cream ain't food. So eat it and get rid of it. Eat it and get rid of it. But don't bring it in. I need to say it three times. Control it. That way, if it ain't there, at least it's not this impulsive thing. And I can get you, and Catherine can, to maybe even an 80-20 swing. All right. 80% you're doing what you're doing, and 20% you're human. When you're not well and you've got autoimmune and all these other things, sorry, that number won't work for you. It's more like 95-5 for quite some time. But even then, you won't feel deprived because you're so happy you're healing and the weight is shedding off. And your acne is healing, and the eczema and the rashes, and your bowels are moving again, and you can sleep. And why does your skin look so young? I mean, Catherine and I look, I love it. We're different generations, but we're not. And it's because sugar ages the skin and causes these ugly rings under the eyes. So I will not keep going, but I will say what you can control. Just be smart about that. Look, I'm a recovering addict for 2 decades plus. My family knows. I only have the things in the house that are tolerable. Really, nothing really triggers me unless I'm super inflamed. And then I'll go, oh, wow, those chocolate chip cookies are calling me. So when you're inflamed, may I add this quick? You will crave things. See, we don't promise you won't have cravings. That's a lie. Cravings come and go depending on your inflammation levels, your gut health, your sleeping, your emotional set point. Okay, it's all these pieces. But what I can tell you now, when it calls me, I get it out of my sight because I don't need to be making mental decisions all day to be strong. I got nothing to prove to sugar. Sugar wins 100-0 every time. I don't want it. It's a drug. So when I am going to have it, because we do have it and we have it, we're normal that way, but it's usually not cane sugar. Stuff is very, very deadly. And B, if it calls me, I just remove it from my sight. I just don't need to be strong. So I just remove it. I put it in a cabinet for the kids. I just don't need to be strong, and neither do you. Because what am I winning against? A drug? I'm not interested. Drug wins, right? It affects your brain. So I will stop there. Just get it out of the house as my third tip.
Yeah, Jen, Ed, and I completely agree with you. If you realize that something's taken over your mind, like if you're going to be obsessed about it, don't have it in your house. So if you're going to be obsessed about a quart of ice cream, don't keep it in your house. So if you do have some ice cream, eat it and then dispose of it. And Jen, I really appreciate your sharing your personal story about addictions. And I have had food issues twice in my life. When I was 15, I was anorexic. And I remember my parents, and I think I was 90 pounds, you know, with rocks in my pockets. And my parents, in their infinite wisdom, tried to solve that problem by telling me how, quote unquote, ugly I was. And then I gained probably about 70 pounds. And it wasn't until I left that I started getting back more balance. So I healed that. And then in my early 30s, I got, I had terrible issues with binge eating. And I remember at that time, praying to God, it's like, after everything I've been through, like, why this? And I heard very clearly, it's because you're supposed to help other people overcome this. And I do think it's one thing to, like, you know, have people who read textbooks, but I work with what I refer to as actual humans, and having people who've overcome this is just really, really important. So, which brings me my next question, Jen Eden. How does sugar addiction underline other addictions, such as to alcohol, tobacco, and even recreational drugs?
It's, yes, women who come see us after they've been sober. And I always say, God bless, 5 years, 10 years, Jen, this is the last addiction to go. And I always say, God bless, number one, that you were able to figure that out for these other categories of addiction. And the thing with sugar is that, see, you can't just stop smoking cigarettes. You need to eat. And so people really struggle with that because you could cut up your credit cards. You could get rid of Amazon, and you literally could just stop shopping. I mean, there are things you can do, but the food one's like, eat to live. And it's together. Listen, I say God bless anyone that overcomes their addictions, whether it's working with the two of us or they've just found their own way, you know, and found their path. I'll just say it. The root cause of addiction, there's something there that has gone on from my 20 plus years. There's an emotional component that must be addressed. I'm going to tell you now, when you're in an addictive state, because I've been there. Okay, I was anorexic at 15, and by 21, I was bulimic. Mm. Just short periods, but I had both of those. And then forget all the addiction, forget all the lockjaw, forget the hemorrhoidal condition, forget the anxiety, depression. I mean, my family is loaded with everything, which is why the method works for women who are like, God, I get it. Because when you have addiction in your family, okay, you're more susceptible. I don't care what anybody says. My husband doesn't have addiction in his family. The man can eat two cookies and they go stale. Who eats two cookies, number one? Number two, what does even stale mean when it comes to cookies? Number three, I say this because there is many parts of the nervous system, yes, which I love that Catherine alluded to, that we're in fight or flight. And so when we're in this addictive state, we're actually in a fight or flight state. And so we work on how can we calm our nervous system down so that we can feel safe and not need an outside stimulant, okay, to get us to feel that, this state of safe, which might sound bizarre to some, but I'm telling you now, if you're getting yelled at or you're in something and you've done something or you've got to tell an employee, God forbid, that they're fired or, and you're like, where are those M&Ms right now? It's because there's something going on and your nervous system is absolutely dysregulated. And it is the truth for any addiction. However, that is not the main focus. That is just one piece. And so I always just say, God bless. When you want anything bad enough, you will find a way. Okay. I wanted to find a way and I wanted to find a way and I would get it to work and I would write it down. Well, that one worked, but why do I go to hell with myself on weekends? Well, I didn't figure that out yet. I'm going to figure that one out next year. And then next year came and I figured out why weekend eating would be so horrible. And all week I was good because we hear that. And so when there's a will, there's a way. And so I hope that answered my question.
Great information. And with that, let's take a break and listen to one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio and come back and hear even more life-changing information from Jen Eden about how to overcome sugar addiction.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
A for horses, B for mutton, C more cheeks, dig for victory. E by God.
UK Health Radio Chips. And Health Fort Triangle Mace. Magazine. Each is down. Good by itself, but top. Enjoying both Lauren is always Martin. Better.
Marks and Spencer.
Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health Mother regime. Dad. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
T for two.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So Jen Eden, I believe you're 48, I'm 63. How and you've gotten a balance in your life, right? With this sugar thing. So how did you come to find balance in yourself with sugar?
Pause. Seriously, this is not an infomercial for the Sugar Freedom Method, but literally the Sugar Freedom Method. So I'll just say it, there's five parts. Module five is, you know, how to love your life more. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, it's very important to not just, you know, I'll just say module two, clarify it, clarify what's in your food. Module three, tune in, understand the emotions. Four is, well, when you travel, everything goes out of balance, okay? You're on a plane, you're on a boat, you're on other people, you're affected by their energy. So we teach, well, how do you live it? How do you actually live the way I'm talking? Because it sounds great in a bubble. So women have to travel for work or be in board meetings or want to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks and they don't want to be a train wreck with 10 pounds on them and their joints hurt. And so it's all the pieces. So five is how to love your life more. And so to answer your question, I'm always striving for how can I enjoy my life more? Where's the joy? That's another big part of it. Where's the joy? And then, yes, we have a gut healing protocol. Okay. It's very important. Your gut and your cravings are an ugly marriage if your gut health is not where it should be. And so I just juggle all these pieces, you know, in module four of how to live this, that what I talk about now with three kids, right? So I definitely don't live in a bubble and a husband and a dog and a company, right? With five women employed. It's a big deal. And so I'm always juggling things, but I have a checklist in module four. Like I just run through them all. I created it. So I'm out of balance. Where? Is it the water? Is it the gut health? Is it the sleep? Is it the adrenals? Am I upset with someone? I can go all day. Did I eat enough protein? Right. And so we teach this so that you too can just figure it out, because life isn't, healing isn't a direct straight line. Success in your business or with your family or in your relation, it ain't a straight line, my friends. It's up and down. It's valleys. It's hills. You're in a hole one day. The next day you're on a mountain singing the praises to God. Like it's all over. But having a system, having something that you can, right, come back to say, where am I out? I do that every day. I just run it because I created it. That makes, I just run it. Like I did not sleep well last night before this. And I was like, uh-oh, I got to take extra good care today because my hormones are off, sister, and I'm in trouble. And so I already know I'm in trouble today. It's a true story. I know I'm in trouble. So when we're done, I'm going to make sure I eat a very good lunch. I'm going to be hungry because my hormones are off. So I am going to eat a fourth meal if I need it. I don't care. Because a fourth meal over binging on those delicious chocolate chip cookies that my husband asked to buy, because he likes them. He eats two when he skis. And so I don't say no, but they're there. And so as a recovering addict of stuff, I take extra good care. Yes. And so that's how I do it. It's literally, I run the method on myself.
I just love that, Jen Eden. And because we are human and we all do have bad days. You may have a bad day. You may have a bad week. You may have a bad month. You may have a bad year. And during those times, you know, you're only as strong with your willpower as your self-care is, right? And so the more that you focus on your self-care, then the easier it is to find balance, right? Yeah.
Let's have an amen for that. Yes. Yeah. Self-care is self-care. Not selfish. Okay. You know, we teach that.
I'll tell you a story. So years ago, this woman reached out to me and she was looking for a nutritionist. And she asked me a question. She said, well, do you eat sugar? I said, yes, I eat chocolate. I drink wine. And so for me, it's not about all or nothing, but I'm not out of control with it. And I really appreciate you asked about, you talked about, you know, enjoyment of life, because when I'm looking at it from a medical intuitive level, on a spiritual level, it's, can you tolerate the sweetness of life? Can you tolerate the sweetness of life? And are you allowing your life to be sweet? And so the more that you can cultivate the sweetness of life in your life, then the less you need to get it from your food.
Yes. Yes. So that's a yes. I eat to eat on days when my joy is down. I'm working for me like too hard, like, but there's pressures or things I need to do, or I've got three kids, right? And they're pretty young right now, three under 15, two girls, God bless, and a boy. And like, they're emotionally healthy for a reason. They're not addicted to sugar for a reason. I don't knock it. They're at a healthy weight. And we don't live in a culture where they have not been bullied. We come home with that. So I make the space for that. But I'm going to tell you now, the self-care, it's mandatory. And on most days I will just eat to eat. Doesn't mean I don't sit and I don't enjoy it, but I don't always love what I eat. I love my life and I love what I look and feel like more than what's on my flipping plate. And so I know that's far out for many, but they're like, oh, I really love my ketchup. Oh, I really want this one sauce. No problem. The sauce inflames you. Let's get your taste buds to change. It does take a week or two, but it can happen fairly quickly. It takes a few weeks, but you won't even want that. My kids' true story, they had Taco Bell for the first time a couple weeks ago. I ordered it because they were like, we never had it. I was like, fine. As they're talking, I'm driving to Taco Bell because I don't want to hear we've never had it. I don't need them in college binging. They're like, where are you going? To Taco Bell. Oh, I went. I bought it all. I was like, that stuff is expensive from when I was a little kid. I brought it home. Mexican pizza, chalupa this. My kids ate it. It's a true story. They liked one of the tacos. They were like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Everything else, they wouldn't touch the pizza. They were like, what is all this thought? It's amazing because we eat our own stuff that they were like, whoa. And the local pizza place that everyone says they love, they go, oh, I know why people love this one. My kid is 14. Because they put extra sugar in that sauce. Because the guy down the road that we like, Mom, the sauce isn't as sweet. And the sitter who used to work for us, total addict, she knows it, kind of bizarre. She didn't last very long, needless to say. She turned them on to that. This is the best one in town. No, it's not, sweetheart. That's the sauce with the most sugar in town. And so yeah. I'll stop there. But it's amazing how you actually won't crave that stuff if you're not used to eating it. So there's hope in the world for my fast food eaters. There's hope.
Yes. And the food companies absolutely know what makes food addictive. So they're loading all that, the sugar, the MSG, all that. Now, Jen Eden, why do sugar cravings worsen as we age? For some people.
That's a great question.
I mean, I'm 63. I don't have sugar cravings, but for many people, why do they?
Well, that's because your body's in balance. And so the answer is it's because our bodies get out of balance, our digestive system, just everything. I don't want to say it ages because I'm not a fan of that. It slows down and it'll slow down. Think of your car engine if you don't take it in for a tune-up, my friends. And so when we abuse it, I can't think of a better way to say it. Because clients say, oh, I used to be able to skip a meal, skip a day's worth of eating and 5 pounds have come off. And now I can't stop drinking a bottle of wine every week. And I'm like, let me tell you why. Because those tricks that you know that I also used to use, because I've been there, they're not working because your body was beat up for so long. And I look and feel this way. And I tell them, you don't have to have my abs with 3 kids. But no, it's possible. It just means my body is in balance. And so is Catherine's. And is it always in balance? No, but it never falls very far out. So I don't have belly fat and back fat. And I'm mostly sleeping minus last night because I'm human. I've got some stuff on my mind. And okay, that affects your sleep. That's for the next interview. But point being, our bodies get out of balance and our gut health decreases if we don't work on it all the time. And gut health, as we spoke about, affects cravings. Okay, those little critters, those beautiful little bacteria in our gut are very sensitive to antibiotics, to pollutants, to sugar, to alcohol, to emotions, to everything, to chemicals. We're pumping that stuff in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you're not so good by 55. Which is why a majority of the women that come see us, late 40s, 50s, and 60s is great. Just takes a little bit more work. It just does if you haven't been working on yourself. There's no judgment. It's not talked about. It's oil of Olay. Use this cream. It's get this nip, tuck this. And it's hip surgery this. And it's not, oh, that's preventable. Oh, that's fixable. So it's just not your fault. I just don't stand for it because I'm going to be skiing with my kids in my 60s and 70s and beating those little buggers. So, yeah, and I mean that. So, yeah, that's my little spiel on that.
So, Jen Eden, what are 3 simple ways to slow down the aging process and stay energized?
Oh, we talked about a few of them. They're very unpopular. One of them is you just got to watch your alcohol consumption. Okay. It ages you. I got nothing else to say. If you don't believe me, just talk to someone who's been really struggling, drinking, whatever, since their 20s and just look how they look and feel in their 60s. I'm not judging. I'm just saying alcohol does it, my friends. The body will not detox, okay? Very well. When the liver's got to do that at night. So that's number one. Number two, could you drink water? It's so underrated. I can't get over it. Like, get used to, I don't like water. No problem. Put something in it. Squeeze an orange in it. Squeeze a lemon. Please don't use apple juice. It's inflammatory. Squeeze things in it you like. I love lemon. And squeeze something in it. Drink water. And the third one, I'm just going to say regular movement. Okay. We have a fitness coach who's in her 50s, two-time Kentucky fitness champion. You will love her. And there's a reason, because she knows how to work a woman's body at our age. Okay. Not these 20-year-old hotshots that don't know what the heck they're doing. And I need to be able to walk tomorrow. And I don't need to kill myself because that doesn't work anyway. I tried it and I fired him after a year. So I really, the body does need to move. If you don't use it, you lose it. And it's real. So I need you to move. If you want to walk, I need some weights. I need some muscle building. Muscle does decrease as we age. That's a true story. And so there you go. Those are my three.
Yes. Great information. And muscle weight training and strength training helps your insulin work better. You've been listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. And you can find out more about me at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been the one and only Jen Eden, founder of the Sugar Freedom Method and holistic health coach. You can find out more about Jen Eden and her wonderful work at her website, jecoaching.com. And remember, when you get a handle on your sugar addiction, you will notice yourself healing naturally inside and out. From the inside to the outside, you'll feel like a totally different person. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.